Brennan Easter with WITY and the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio here at the INI Historic Farm Days. I was having a nice day walking around the fair when I heard a train whistle. Felt like we were a little too far from the train tracks to have an actual train, but lo and behold, the INI Railroad run by John Bensel here. How are you doing today, John?
I'm doing great.
That's great to
hear. Kind of warm, but it's good.
Yep. Always the summer weather gets to you at some point, right?
Oh, yeah. July, you can always expect hot weather.
So this INI Railroad, can you talk me through where this began?
Well, I guess began with other shows that I've been to through the years, seen different little trains that people have made up, mostly with garden tractor power and just barrels for cars for the kids to ride in. So we thought maybe it'd be nice to have one here at Penfield. And so I acquired a garden tractor from another member that had extras, and we began the project, which was basically just going to be to put a barrel on the front of the garden tractor and give us some similarity to a regular freight train engine, but kind of got out of hand, and then people started suggesting this and that, and then so I got out one of my old history books and checked out the Transcontinental Railroad, what them engines looked like. So we proceeded about a year project to build one to kind of resemble that, and then after that way we took some barrel. We've got 8 different cars that plus a tender we pull behind it that are all the colors of the major tractor manufacturers that, you know, we feature here every year. So we rotate, and we've got the kids got a favorite usually, you know. Some like John Deere, some like Ford, some like International, so they can ride the car of their choice.
That's a very nice creative design choice there. I didn't even think of that when I saw the tractor driving by our little booth at the WITY RV we've got out here. There goes the train right now. And yeah, I'm looking over it right now. I can see there's the Ford emblem. There's a John Deere, AC. You really put a lot of effort into these. So, and it's always nice just to see the kids' smiles. Is that kind of why you started doing it in the first place?
Oh yeah, It's pretty popular. Sometimes it's a little hard to get some of them out of it, you know, but folks prevailed, or grandparents, you know, been pretty popular here today for the smaller crowd that we've got. So.
And you'll be running this throughout the whole weekend, right?
Yeah, we'll run it. We don't run during the parade and stuff, but we give them plenty of opportunity.
Plenty of opportunity for the kids. Good picture opportunity, too, because I'm sure the parents love that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, there've been a lot of videos going on here, and take them home with them, I'm sure.
I assume you're gonna hope to keep doing this down the road in the future if you can?
Oh yeah, we'll keep running along. We can find an engineer to run it.
Have you ever been the conductor of the train yourself, or?
Oh yeah, I operate it once in a while. I give my partner a break, and it gets a little warm in there sometimes.
I can imagine. Yeah. As the Transcontinental Railroad was probably designed before functioning air conditioning.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. When they started out across the desert and met in the middle out there somewhere, there probably wasn't much air conditioning. Harsh winters.
Who knows? Maybe next year you'll have to attach a beverage car to the train, so that way, like, kids want a glass of water mid-ride, you can have someone pull over, get them that water.
Like a stewardess on an airplane.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, we'll work on that.
I mean, that's what the trains nowadays have.
Yeah.
The natural evolution of the INI Railroad.
Yeah.
First talked about right here.
Yeah.
We'll see where that goes down the road. Mm-hmm. You have any other part of the Historic Farm Days you particularly enjoy? Or?
Well, I'm on the board here, so I'm pretty well involved with about everything. You know, we just finished our caboose here that we moved in from up on the railroad by Riley, and we've got it so people can get in and take a tour through it. And I'm a Ford tractor man, so that's another one of my hobbies that I'm working on. And right now I'm building a scale model Ford tractor, so hope to have it ready by next year here, and maybe even by half century time.
Well, if you get it done by then, I look forward to seeing it.
Yeah.
Is there any part in particular that you think goes underappreciated by the public?
No, we get pretty good support here on just about everything. You know, they really turn out and get a lot of volunteer help, which you can't do without. And it goes pretty smooth.
Now for one of the more important questions, one of the things, there's good food, so.
Exactly.
Where's the best place to stop for food here?
Well, I kind of shuffle around from different ones, but I haven't found anything bad yet.
Well, that's always the best answer to hear, right?
Yeah.
It means there's nowhere to go wrong, everything is great.
I guess
I've been eyeballing the pork house, that's what it's called. Yeah,
I guess I kind of favor that because that's our deal there. The rest of them come in from outsourced in here, so. But it's for the most part, they're all good.
Well, I will be looking forward to visiting multiple different food stands throughout this weekend. John, thank you so much for your time. This was a pleasure.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Yep. Be sure to come out here to the I&I Historic Farm Days to get your glance at the I&I Railroad and its pristine condition engine that the kids love. And be sure to stay tuned right here to WITY for continued coverage of I&I Historic Farm Days.